This is MemCare by Radio with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Last week at this time, we began looking at worry and anxiety and how it might affect someone like you. They're pretty common feelings, probably more common than we'd like to admit. And remember, we're not talking just about concern. Concern can be an easy one. For example, you might be concerned about your weight, or you might be concerned over the fact that you haven't had a reply to an email you sent some time ago. You can't imagine any good reason why that person hasn't at least acknowledged your communication. Say you're somewhat concerned. Or you're concerned that, well, maybe you were expecting a phone call from a friend, from one of your kids, from your husband or your wife. That phone call you were expecting hasn't come, and so you're a little concerned. Or you might be a little concerned that you haven't got all the cleaning done yet around your home that you had planned to take care of today. Okay, those are examples of concern. You're not really truly worrying about those things. I hope not. Although it's possible you might use the word worry when you talk to someone about it. You might say, I'm worried, the kids haven't called. You might be in a certain situation, but I can't imagine you really saying, I'm worried because I haven't washed the dishes. No. Concerned, maybe. Worried? Okay, that's something else. But maybe today or recently your feelings have gone some distance beyond concern. You found yourself, well, really worrying about different things. And when you stop to think about it, you're not just worrying. You actually seem to be very anxious about a lot of things in your life. Maybe you're anxious about everything. One example I used last week. Let's say your husband is away on a trip and you're worried. Okay, that's not totally out of line. A lot of things can happen. Or to turn the situation around, you're away on a trip. You've been traveling for more than a week, and you're worried about your wife and kids at home base and what's happening to them when you're not there to look after them. Okay, maybe the weather has been bad. Maybe the political situation is unsettled, and you haven't been able to talk to your wife to find out what's happening. It's not just a casual, I wonder what he or she's doing today. Are they okay? But it's a persistent feeling, a constant worry that takes control of your thoughts and feelings and makes it hard for you to do the other things that you should be doing right then. Okay, that's worry. Sometimes maybe you're feeling so worried and anxious that your hands get cold and clammy. Have you ever had that feeling? Or maybe you feel your heart pounding and your pulse seems to be faster than normal. You feel pressure and tension. And sleep, well, that doesn't seem to help at a time like that, because sleep doesn't come easily. And some nights, you have trouble sleeping at all. Or if you do go to sleep, you wake up frequently, still thinking about these things. So you begin to wonder if your anxiety is more than just an emotional feeling. Is it something more serious? Maybe you get a bit of a guilty feeling and you begin to wonder, can I truly have anxiety if I'm really committed to Christ? Can that really happen? Well, first, let's remember, a certain amount of anxiety is normal. Everyone has some in different situations. For example, some people, it's a feeling they get when they think about standing up in front of a crowd of people to speak. Okay, I know that feeling very well. It's definitely not one of my favorite situations. I get over it, but beforehand, it's kind of anxious time. Or for you, the anxiety feelings might come from a different source. Maybe you have a certain feeling of anxiety that comes from this new culture in which you're now living. You're anxious about how you fit in. The everyday duties of just living and shopping and finding things make you a little tense. And then you have concerns about how you can really understand the people around you. Not just their words, but their meanings and their feelings. And how can you get them to understand you? And you have a little stress from that, and you feel anxious. Well, usually these forms of anxiety or uneasiness are fairly mild, and they don't last very long. But if the feeling doesn't go away, and instead it grows, it even becomes intense, then maybe you have what is called an anxiety disorder. Sounds serious, doesn't it? But how can you tell what it is and if you have it? Well, let's quickly look at that. As our friend Ron Koteski writes about this, he says that to have a generalized anxiety disorder, you must have the following symptoms. The first one is excessive worry about many things. And this happens on more days than you have days without worry. And this has to go on for at least 6 months. It's not something just happens one day. It's a feeling that's continuous for some length of time. The second symptom is that you have difficulty controlling the worrying. Okay, now those are the two main symptoms that Ron lists here. Plus, he's added to them at least three of the following. One, you feel keyed up or on edge. Two, you are easily fatigued. Three, you have difficulty concentrating. Four, you're irritable. Five, you have muscle tension. And six, you have some sleep disturbances. In other words, you have problems getting to sleep or staying asleep. Okay, shall I repeat those symptoms? All right. The first one was excessive worry about many things that goes on for days and days for at least 6 months. The second was that you have difficulty controlling the worrying. Okay, those are the two main symptoms. Add to that at least three of the following. One, you feel keyed up or on edge. Two, you're easily fatigued. Three, you have difficulty concentrating. Four, you're irritable. Five, you have muscle tension. And six, you have sleep disturbances. In other words, you have problems getting to sleep or staying asleep. Okay, that's a list of symptoms that could indicate that it's possible you might have an anxiety disorder. In addition, these symptoms must be bad enough to make it hard for you to function around the house or at the office. They must be severe enough that you find it difficult to take care of your normal daily responsibilities. However, even if you don't have all these symptoms, and even if you don't meet these criteria for an anxiety disorder, the material we'll be talking about over the next few programs may still be of some help to you, and it just might help to make your life more pleasant and help you to be more effective at work and in your relationships with others. All right, maybe you have some of those feelings. Maybe you do have feelings of anxiety that are higher than what you might consider to be normal, and you don't like the feeling. You're questioning why it's happening to you, and maybe you've even wondered, as we asked earlier, can a committed expat Christian worker truly have anxiety? Well, to put that into a very short answer, the answer is yes. The first expat Christian worker certainly did. His name was Paul. In the Bible, in 1 Thessalonians 3, he wrote this, and this is the way Eugene Peterson words it in the Message Bible. That's why I couldn't quit worrying. I had to know for myself how you were doing in the faith. I didn't want the tempter getting to you and tearing down everything we'd built together. Paul had only been able to teach the scripture for 3 weeks before he was driven out of town, and he was concerned that the church would not last. Paul was so concerned, so worried, so anxious, if you like, that he couldn't just sit there and think about it. He had to find out, so he sent Timothy back to find out how they were doing. Paul had the same feelings about the Philippian church, the one he had started just before the church in Thessalonica. Now, this was a general feeling for Paul as an expat Christian worker. After a long list of stressful events, he wrote, "And that's not the half of it. When you throw in the daily pressures and anxieties of all the churches, when someone gets to the end of his rope, I feel the desperation in my bones. When someone is duped into sin, an angry fire burns in my gut." That's from 2 Corinthians 11, again from the Message Bible. So yes, it is very possible for a committed expat Christian worker to have anxiety feelings. It's not unspiritual. It's very human, and it affected even the Apostle Paul. Next week at this time, we'll begin with the question, what does the Bible say about anxiety? You know, actually it says quite a lot, and over the next few weeks, we'll also look at questions like, will I ever get over anxiety? And what causes anxiety?
This feature is a presentation of Memcare by Radio. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We would like to invite you to check out our website further. We offer other audio features and resources to help you in your work and ministry. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that we feel will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Memcare by Radio, and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.